Christ Church, we had a homeless person, well, semi-homeless. He actually had an adult foster home we chose not to go to. And he was a middle-aged man, and he would come to church every Sunday. In fact, he was there right at 7:30. As soon as we'd open the doors, he was there. And he'd have a cup of coffee and then come in and to the service. Sometimes he'd use the washroom to clean up a little bit. And he was schizophrenic. And there were days that he was off his meds. And then there were days he was really off his meds, which made it kind of difficult, because when we were praying, he'd add on prayers or he'd say the wrong ones, and he'd large amens. The Our Father, he said in a way that was a little strange, but it was his Our Father. But we all grew to like him so much. And but he also was quite a handful. But it came a Sunday morning, and he left, you know, for part of the church, which when he's off his meds, sometimes he wandered around a little bit. But he was such a loyalist. He came every Sunday, and he attended both services. And he'd go to the coffee hour. We had breakfast in between the 8:15 and the 10:30 service. And he'd come for breakfast, and I'd have to say, you know, you have to share. You can't have all that food for yourself. You have to leave some for other people. And he'd say, okay, I know. And he'd be fine. But, you know, we all got to love him. But one Sunday, he left early in the middle of the service and came back and had communion. And then after the service, he came up running up to me and he said, but I forgot to put money in the collection. I said, it's okay. He goes, no, I have to put money in. And out of this worn, dirty pocket, he pulled out a dime, a nickel, and 5 pennies. That was what he had. And he was giving it back. All that he had. In fact, often he would try to beg money for cigarettes, or, you know, who knows where he was getting this money from. But that was his offering. And so today's gospel talks about, what do we give and who do we give it to? Now, you have to understand, during the time of Jesus, there were the Romans and there were the Jews. And because of the leadership and the politics being what it is, the Jews had to pay taxes. But they could only pay taxes with the Roman coin. And the Roman coin had the picture of the emperor on it. And the emperor was considered God. So the Jews had difficulty with this. Because if they paid with that coin, they were saying this was God, and that wasn't their God. So when the Jews gave money tied to their church, they had a separate set of coins. And none of them had a picture of a person on it. So when they were there trying to figure out what do we do, because even to hold that coin was considered a sacrilege in, you know, whatever term they would use, that they shouldn't be holding this coin because it was supposedly a false god. So I thought, oh, we're going to trick this Jesus. Well, you know, you never mess with Jesus. Never mess with God. You know, you can do a lot of things, but you know better. They should have known better. And so they said, well, if he says you pay to the emperor, then it will obviously irritate the Jewish population. But if he says don't pay, then, you know, he's going to be in trouble with the Romans and, you know, could be arrested. And so, you know, what is he going to do? So Jesus asked for the coin. And, of course, one of the Jews, who shouldn't even have the coin, pulled it out of his pocket, because that's how they got paid. If they were doing something, those who worked for the government got paid in the Roman coin. So he pulled out the coin. Jesus didn't have the coin. He wouldn't have that coin. He doesn't work for the government. So he pulled out the coin and gave it to Jesus and said, whose picture's on it? Well, the coin was created by the Romans, for the Romans. It had nothing to do with God, basically. So he said, hey, who's ever heads on the coin, give it back to him. That's not a problem, right? It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to them. Give it back to them. There's no conflict paying with that coin to the people who it belongs to. But he didn't leave it at that. He said, but give to God what belongs to God. So everything we are and everything that we have, it all comes from God. Everything. Our time, our talents, our treasures, it's all from God, and it all belongs to God. This last week, I said prayers for the dying twice to parishioners. And in those prayers, as they lay there in bed, dying, all they had was their self. Money didn't matter. They had loved ones, and that was important. But everything that they spent all their energy on accumulating was going to be left behind. And so, what God wants from us is ourselves, totally committed to the life that Jesus told us to live, which is to live for others, to give to others, to care for others. And in political times, like it was in Jesus' times, it may not be popular when we stand up for the world, for the people that cannot have the voice for themselves. Sometimes we have to listen to what would Jesus do if Jesus was here right now. He'd say, pay your taxes, but everything else belongs to God. And we must be grateful that we have it, and we must be willing to give it back. We must be willing to surrender ourselves to the life that God wants us to live. And that's a difficult challenge for us. It's so easy to get caught up in the worldliness, the accumulation of wealth and the accumulation of things and the accumulation of all that one can get caught up in. And yet Jesus reminds us, this all comes from God. And we have to give it all back. And that's our lesson today. What are we willing to surrender? Ourselves, our voices, our gifts, our talents. It all has to go back. And so as we had, it may be that this one homeless guy with his nickel, his dime, and his five pennies, he gave back everything he had to God. And that may be what's asked of us, to think about what it is that we have and what we need to do to remember that everything comes from God and we really own nothing. It's just loaned to us for the time we're here. And when we leave this earth, all we have to present is our soul and our spirit to God, with knowing that we can say we did the best we could. And hopefully that's enough. Amen.